The Dow once again fell as investors take profits. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 26th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. More businesses are closing, and it's about to get even more ugly. At the same time, personal income is up. Housing prices continue to march upward. Oil prices stalled today, but were up by 18% in February. What are consumers saying about Costco raising their minimum wage to $16 an hour? We'll share. Payment system problems today? Yeah, there were. We've got the Wall Street Report and an island for sale. Also, Jeff Pitts with stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Aurion.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And hey, we did make it to Friday, kids. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and thanks so much for being with us. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was another down day for the Dow as bank and energy stocks took down the blue chips. In addition, investors are concerned still about inflation, and they were all talking about taking profits. However, the NASDAQ did bounce back a bit as tech stocks somewhat returned. I'll share all those numbers with you in just a bit. Well, it's happening all over the country as small businesses that hoped to be able to survive through the pandemic are now closing their doors. The Washington Post is reporting that nearly a year since coronavirus-related shutdowns began, affecting large swaths of the American economy, more businesses are filing for bankruptcy, as Chapter 11 filings were up by nearly 20% in 2020 compared with the previous year. According to research from New Generation Research, some sectors are faring much worse than others, with restaurants, retailers, entertainment companies, real estate firms, and oil and gas ventures filing for protection in far greater numbers than in previous years. Compared to data from 2019, bankruptcies filed by entertainment companies in 2020 nearly quadrupled, and filings nearly tripled for oil and gas companies, doubled for computer and software companies, and were up by 50% or more for restaurant owners, real estate companies, and retailers. Meanwhile, here in Des Moines, an Iowa men's clothing store that's been open for 71 years and started by a Holocaust survivor is now closing. Bedauer's Clothing will have its final sale soon. Also, in Des Moines, Iowa, vacancy rates at neighborhood shopping centers reached 12.3% in the fourth quarter. That was up from 8.6% in the second quarter of 2019. Now, at the same time, the Commerce Department is reporting that a fresh round of government stimulus checks sent personal income up to its biggest monthly gain at 10%. That is the highest number since April of 2020, and inflation, by the way, has remained tame. The Federal Housing Finance Agency's quarterly housing price index rose by 3.8% in the fourth quarter of last year, well above the third quarter. It's the largest gain since that data has been collected starting way back in 1991. When we look year over year, the index showed a 10.8% increase in prices over the fourth quarter of 2019. Bankrate is reporting that the monthly S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index analysis showed a 10.4% gain in average home prices in all 9 U.S. Census divisions in December, compared with a 9.5% rise in November. Now, since the start of the pandemic, real estate has remained a rare bright spot in an otherwise dark economic picture. Lockdowns and the working-from-home trend, coupled with historically low mortgage interest rates, prompted many people to move, especially out of cities and into suburbs in search of more space. But now, rebounding mortgage rates are just beginning to squeeze housing affordability. Stay tuned. Oil futures settled sharply lower today, with a rise by the U.S. dollar in jitters ahead of next week's meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies. It's prompted the U.S. crude benchmark to pull back from a 22-month high. The U.S. contract, however, still gained nearly 18% for the month to tally a fourth monthly consecutive climb. Today, U.S. crude fell by $1.99 to settle at $61.54 a barrel. Yesterday, we reported that Costco made the decision to raise its starting minimum wage to $16 an hour, which is more than its competitors at Target, Walmart, and Best Buy. But what are consumers saying about the move? Well, on the whole, shoppers are delighted about the move and calling on others to support the Costco effort. Some 180,000 U.S.-based Costco employees will begin earning a minimum of $16 an hour starting next week. Costco CEO Craig Jelinek testified yesterday at a Senate hearing on the minimum wage and said, quote, "This isn't altruism. At Costco, we know that paying employees good wages and providing affordable benefits makes sense for our business and constitutes a significant competitive advantage for us," end quote. So, yeah, it is about hiring and retaining good people. Businesses across the U.S. are only accepting cash as their credit card payment systems are down. Customers on Twitter reported outages at IKEA, Forever 21, McDonald's, and Popeyes, along with localities like car washes and the Department of Motor Vehicles in New Jersey. Representatives from the businesses weren't immediately available for comment. Chick-fil-A's payment machines weren't working earlier in the day, and that led to that company handing out free meals. Miami International Airport put out a statement warning consumers of a countrywide outage with credit card machines inside of taxis. The issue seems to lie with third-party payment processors, but unfortunately, nobody's talking. It was another down day for the blue chips as the Dow sank by over 469 points to close at 30,932. In just 2 days, the Dow has lost over 1,032 points. The NASDAQ bounced back a bit, up 72 points at 13,192, but for the week was down by 4.7%. The S&P 500 also fell today by 18 points to close out the week at 3811. Investors were partly taking profits and focusing on inflation fears, and money managers moved into U.S. Treasuries as investors bet on a more rapid economic rebound. The pace of the recent rise in bond yields has tempered investors when it comes to some of the high-flying tech stocks that have soared over the past several months. And finally, there is this. If you've dreamed of owning a very private island, we've got news. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are selling their private island in the Bahamas for $35 million, according to reports from the New York Post and Architectural Digest. The nearly 20-acre island is part of the Exumas. That's a chain of 365 islands in the Bahamas. It's accessible by boat or seaplane, and the island is about an 80-minute flight from Miami. When the country music couple bought the island back in 2003, it was largely undeveloped. McGraw and Hill then spent years building a compound that includes a 6,500-square-foot main residence, beach yurts, and staff quarters. Now, the couple didn't disclose how much they spent building up their little town on the island, but as two of the biggest names in country music, the musicians are worth millions. In 2019, McGraw made $18 million, and Hill raked in $15 million, landing both singers on Forbes' list of highest-paid country music singers of the year. See what you learn here? All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to be at Hyper Local with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine and his list of stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Hey, it's what we do on a Friday afternoon.